For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. I hope you had the best Thanksgiving Day ever. Now, okay, tell me. You write to me and you tell me who got up and did all that Black Friday. Why do they call it that, number one? Oh, is it because the finances are in the black or something like that? Please let me know. I never did find out about that. I've never done it. Okay, if you're out there and you have done this, you got up and shopped, let me know. Tell me what it's like. You know, I guess it can be considered smart stewardship if you're finding those bargains and you're getting out. Isn't it like 3 a.m, like craziness where people wait in line and all that stuff? Anyway, let me know if you've done that. I'm just teasing. I'm not going to make fun of you or anything. I'm curious. I'm actually curious. But I hope you had a great, great holiday. I hope it was fabulous. And I know probably today also is a big day for football games. And I know a lot of our college crew watch those games. And it is fun. It's a great time. Listen, go to my website. We've got November 30th, our Hands and Feet Outreach coming up, where we have 240 pairs of gloves for the poor, the homeless, 180 pairs of socks for the homeless. And Jambalaya, we're going to go to the New Orleans Mission. We're partnering with Victory Fellowship Church. We will leave Friday, November 30th. I think it's at 5. We have to be down there at 5:30. I'll get all that on my website. It's just a great time to reach out. You know, it's fabulous. It's being the hands and feet of Christ. And then we're getting a lot of response for our Christmas luncheon. We want you there. December the 7th. Take time off work. Tell your boss, say, you know what? I've been invited to a great lunch at Metairie Country Club, and I would like for you to let me go. He'll say, well, absolutely, you should go because you're a fabulous employee. In fact, I'll pay your way, he'll say. Come on now. Huh, bosses, that's what you're going to do for your precious employees. $26 registration fee. I'll be teaching. I got my band coming. It's a great time. We want to see you there, but you do have to register because we have to let our chef know. All right, recapping. It's Ask Anna Friday. How's that? I don't know, for whatever, however else to term this, but because of the mail we get on the desk, I thought, you know what? I need to do something where we can address a bigger crowd than me just sitting here answering questions by myself. And so I've got a little research team gathered together, some strong women who love to research the scriptures. And if you have a question, and perhaps we can help you, write in that question. And if I can get it on the air, I would love to do that. It's going to help so many other people. And I'll just give the first initial and the city you're writing from. And we'll help so many other people. That's how this Hezekiah's Prayer came about. 4 people wrote in on Monday morning with a very urgent request. And God impressed upon my heart, okay, get Hezekiah's Prayer on the air. If you've missed any of it all week, you can upload it on my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, the radio menu page. But real quickly, 4 things Hezekiah did in Isaiah 37 that gave him a perspective to pray in faith and trust rather than panic and anxiety. Number one, he shifted the center of his focus from his problems to God's character. Number two, because of God's character, we have complete confidence in God. You'll see this in his prayer. Number three, he's very honest when he prayed, but in the same breath, he declares the greatness and the faith that he has in God. And number four, he then asks for deliverance. And we were saying that's never an end in itself. Thank you. Okay, now I go on and live my own life. No, it's for the glory of God. This way to pray makes your prayer effective because it's based on trust and not fear. And it's centered on the character of God, not just the crisis of your need. You'll enter the rest of God this way, my brothers and sisters. You'll be in correct alignment. You're going to be believing, but it's from that point of trust and rest, not panic, not anxiety, not unrest. Well, I hope this has helped you. Write in your questions. We'll do our best to get them on the air. We love you guys. Thank you for being an incredible audience. Thank you for your comments that you're loving the program. I love bringing it to you. I'm believing God for more finances, for more airtime. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Up with Anna Donahue. Have a great weekend. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.